And joining us right now, as he does virtually every Friday morning, at Coach Beckler is where you find him on Twitter. Coach Beckler, BECHLER.com is where you find him on the net when he's not hanging out with us. Beckler on Business. Jamie Beckler, is it true that you are going to go beyond 5 free ebooks on your website to a hardcover, soon to be classic?
You know, yes, I am going to be moving on beyond the ebooks. I'm going to be publishing. It won't be in hardcover, but it'll be paperback.
Oh, it will be. Oh, excuse me.
Because we want flexibility. We want flexibility. The paperback is much more flexible, much more easy to put in your backpack or knapsack or drawstring, you know, bag, the kind of stuff for students. So we're going to be putting together a paperback book, and that will be released on July 25th. So we're really excited about that. We're in the editing process right now, and it'll be getting published here in a month and a half or so. So really excited about that. It'll be for students mainly, but it'll be intended for students and teams, sports teams, and we're going to be marketing it to mainly parents and coaches to buy for those students in their lives that they want to become better leaders.
Wow. So basically, this is the book to get in the hands of your... Now, is it aimed mostly at student-athletes, Jamie Beckler?
It is, but it's a... you know, there's a lot of lessons in there that any student could gain some insights from, but most of the stories, the illustrations, are related to sports from the world of athletics. There's a few things from non-athletics. Like we talk about Harriet Tubman and the respect that she gained, even though she was a small black woman back in the 1850s. You know, when she had no position of leadership, no position of authority, but she still garnered so much respect from people that they were able to follow her as she, you know, was a big part of the Underground Railroad. And so there are a few stories like that about people who just commanded respect because of who they were, but most of the stories are related to sports.
All right, so here you are, Jamie Beckler, a man who has devoted his life, collegiate coaching, men's basketball, women's basketball, gone into athletic administration, now trained by and recognized by John Maxwell for your leadership training abilities, and you go around and you try to help people make chicken salad out of chicken soup.
Sometimes. Yeah, because, you know, I just got back from, trying to think even where I was, Raleigh-Durham area, and I was at Duke University this week speaking to about 100 coaches, college coaches from different sports, and talking to them about team leadership. And I was in Philadelphia and last week doing the same thing, and what we're finding when we talk to different coaches, whether it's high school coaches or college coaches, is they're always kind of, you know, banging their head against the wall, kind of frustrated at the lack of leadership on their teams. You know, they might say, my kids are soft, or my kids don't know how to lead, or they don't have the character, or my kids are not very smart, or fill in the blank, you know, my kid's this. And what ends up happening is sometimes in sports, you know, I was a basketball coach. I would have a player that would turn the ball over, or a player that would do something a bonehead mistake, and I would get upset at that player. But the way I solved getting upset at that player was to do more ball handling drills the next day in practice. So I was trying to solve a people problem with a basketball solution. And so what happens is a lot of these coaches, they're focused so much on their sport and their skill, but their real problem is they're not developing their kids as people. They're not developing those character traits. And it's the same way with parents, grandparents, teachers. You know, we're not spending enough time on developing people as people. We're worried more about math. We're worried more about the test scores. We're worried more about that stuff. We're not helping them be better students. We're not helping them be more disciplined, more focused, more poised. You know, if I have a kid that turned the ball over against the press, the answer might not be a different press breaker or more ball handling skills. It might be that they have focus issues, or they panic too easily, or they have poise issues, or they just don't trust one another as players, or they don't trust the coach. And those are all issues that can't be solved by more drills and practice. You have to take it more seriously and try to develop some leadership skills. And that helps, you know, when they go out into the real world, quote unquote. You know, when they take jobs, they're going to have to be able to problem solve. They're going to have to be able to juggle multiple projects at the same time. You know, much as, you know, the same things that all of your listeners right now probably are going through themselves, that they have to learn how to have some self-discipline, focus, deal with other people, trust each other, different things like that that you're going to face in jobs. And you can learn that in athletics. But our coaches have to do maybe a little bit better job of teaching that and be more intentional about teaching that. But in the same respect, the players, there's a lot that they can learn about being unselfish, about being team members, those kind of things. And that's the stuff that's in this book, is a lot of great stories of people that they're going to know, of people about like Steph Curry, people, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, different great sport analogies and stories where they can, we relate that to what they're going through as an athlete right now. So I think it's real helpful to any student athlete. But yeah, we're traveling around the country talking to a lot of coaches about leadership and how that they can be, how they can develop their players as people. And then that will then actually help them become better basketball players, volleyball players, softball players.
When we take a look at the focus, and there is the hue and cry right now in our state that, well, we need to get more focused. You know, the university is there to put out people to help business be more profitable. You know, those people who are studying some of these obscure subjects, we don't need, you know, the equivalent of we don't need no education, if you understand how I mean that, Coach. Everything needs to be focused on the future, and the future, of course, is in business. You're talking about building people, not hard skill sets, but skill sets that we sometimes denigrate. We call them soft skills, and as a result, they don't seem to get much attention. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think sometimes soft skills get overlooked, and sometimes they get downgraded a little bit because, well, they're just soft skills. But I like to look at them as the intangibles. These are the things that make a person do their jobs better. These are the things that make a person have better relationships, better members of society. You know, we can't ignore, certainly, you know, you can't be a great person and just be a good computer programmer if you don't have the hard skills of knowing how to be a computer programmer or a mechanic. You know, there's certainly things that, you know, you have to learn. And just like a basketball player has to know how to shoot, dribble, do those things. Certainly they have to have those tangible hard skills. But at the end of the day, if you haven't developed some of your leadership skills, your character, then you are not going to be able to maximize those hard skills that you do possess. And when, you know, we've talked, you know, a few weeks ago about the hiring process, and what you want to really do is you want to hire good people. Now, they have to have the baseline criteria or requirements for that job, but you want to hire good people because they're going to be able to adapt to the situations that they encounter. And then they're going to be able to adapt and use the hard skills that they have. But if you don't have those soft skills, or what I like to call the intangibles, then you're not going to be able to maximize and optimize your abilities and your potential. And I think on teams we see that all the time, especially at the college level or the pro level, is where they get fooled into taking the person with just the talent. You know, and I know the Milwaukee Bucks are coming up with, you know, in a couple.
Are you still there, Jamie?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. Yeah, the Bucks are coming up right now with that. That's an example of it. But every business has that moment, and we've got about 60 seconds left speaking of our moments. Jamie, as you're going to talk about in this book, skills that are foundational and cut across the academic, business, education, government realm. Those
yes.
skills that transcend, and there's a difference between academics and education. You and I both know exactly what I'm talking about. That
yes.
is what we overlook because we're trying to drill the technical. You know, a guy who
yeah.
can do what Rick Barry's son did, imitating dad underhand free throws. You know, imitation is a sincerest form of flattery, but if other things aren't right, he's not going to make 90% of his free throws like dad did.
Correct. You know, we certainly have to have the talent, but we can't rely only on talent. We have to outwork our talent. We have to have respect. We have to have responsibility, integrity, you know, a work ethic that goes beyond our talent. And, you know, those are some of the themes that are in the book, and we help kids understand what those look like practically when they're playing sports.
Well, as always, Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com on the Internet. The new book is coming out. Remind people one more time what it is.
Yeah, it's called The Leadership Playbook. Become your team's most valuable leader, and they can find that at theleadershipplaybook.com.
Until next week, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ollie.
Bye-bye. The time right now is 6:57.